I'm Griff.
And I'm Audrey, and this is Selling on eBay, your weekly source for the information and inspiration you need to start, run, and grow a business on the world's most powerful marketplace.
And this is episode 12.
And we've got quite a show this week. Our theme for episode 12 is holiday shopping behaviors.
Ooh, holiday shopping behaviors. Nice, I like it. Yes, but what does it mean?
Buyers have particular patterns of browsing and shopping during this most hectic time of the year. And we're going to explore one seller's take on this based on his years of selling experience on eBay.
Ah, I see. So maybe sellers can get a better perspective of what to expect in the coming weeks as we head full steam into the holiday selling hurly-burly.
Yes, whatever hurly-burly means.
I'm not going to explain everything to you, Audrey. You're going to have to look it up on the Google.
So. Well, if you could use current terms, then, you know.
It's a current term.
Really? Hurly-burly?
Yeah, hurly-burly.
All right.
So what else you got for us?
On our Inside eBay segment this week, we'll talk with eBay product manager for Seller Hub, Liv Ellingson, about promotions and which ones work best within specific categories.
Mm.
And she'll update us on a new type of promotion eBay just released. It's called volume pricing discounts. Griff, have you seen this tool yet?
Oh, yes, I did. In fact, just yesterday I was shopping for some things and I came across a listing that had this very feature. It showed me how much I would save with each additional purchase. Now, normally, Audrey, I'm pretty immune to promotions like that, but...
But what?
Well, I just purchased two more of the thing, just in case I need more in the future.
Spoken like a true whore.
Excuse me, what did you just call me?
Durr. I was going to say hoarder.
Yeah, well, nice, but I don't hoard.
Dude, I've seen the Polaroids.
Fake photos, fake news.
Oh, dear. There are none so blind. Let's just get to this week's trending topics.
Okay.
Now it's time for a segment we call Trending Topics, where we collect all the chatter from social and the community boards to understand what sellers are talking about this week. With me is community manager Alan Aisbit with some topics he's collected from our community discussion boards. Hi, Alan. Welcome.
Hey, Audrey. Thanks for having me.
What's been hot in the community?
Hot topics across the eBay community this week included returns, the Markdown Manager sale restriction rollback, and of course, there's continued conversations around managed payments.
Okay, let's start with returns.
Sure. So discussions around returns continued this week, as well as discussions regarding how the eBay marketplace handles returns versus other sites. And what I've seen is sellers are telling us that they do not want eBay to automatically approve returns, as this prevents some of the flexibility that sellers enjoy around, you know, working it out with buyers for maybe an exchange or replacement. And they're worried that it could potentially kill repeat business.
So eBay recommends offering free returns, but can you go into a little more detail about returns recommendations from our side?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so obviously cases differ, but we continue to feel that returns are an important and expected part of an eBay business, and that every seller should think of themselves as a business and put themselves in the buyer's shoes. Buyers expect to be able to return items online or in brick and mortar stores.
So sellers are not required to offer returns, although eBay recommends that they do so.
That's right, and according to our data, if you switch to 30 or 60 day returns, you could see up to a 25% conversion lift. And we did simplify our returns policy recently.
Mm-hmm.
So we currently have five of them available on the site, and they help sellers streamline their returns experience for buyers. So sellers may choose to offer no returns, 30 day buyer paid returns, 30 day free returns, 60 day buyer paid returns, or 60 day free returns. So I would recommend for sellers looking to find out more information about everything to do with returns to go to the eBay Seller Center, and they can find that information at ebay.com/sellercenter and then search for returns.
And there you can plug in your return rate or the number of returns you've had over the year, and it will spit out a recommendation on what policy is right for you.
That's right. Yeah, it's a great little tool. So I know whenever I see sellers and I hear that conversation, I recommend it to them, their eyes light up because it's not well known, and it's a great tool that we launched recently. So sellers should go check it
out. And it allows you to operate on data instead of emotions when it comes to returns.
And fear.
And fear.
Yeah,
yes,
people are, sellers are afraid that buyers are just out to return items. And we know that's not true. Returning items isn't an enjoyable experience. I know myself.
Of course.
When I get something and it doesn't fit, sometimes I just like throw it in the closet and don't actually return it because I hate going to the post office. So definitely making it as easy as you can for buyers to return items just gives that great sense of trust on eBay and will encourage them to come back to eBay.
Exactly. Okay, what's next on the list?
Next up, I have a nice example of where we launched something, we listened to seller feedback, and we made an adjustment.
Ooh, always good to hear.
Yes, so back in our summer seller update, we made a change that required sellers to list their items for 14 days at the same price before they were able to create a markdown sale event. We heard seller feedback over the last couple of months and we made an adjustment. So in a recent seller news announcement, we shared that eBay has allowed sellers to create markdown events again immediately after listing, and that functionality is available right away. And sellers are very happy on the community that we rescinded the 14-day sale event rule, and some commented that they're going to be more inclined to list on eBay now as a result.
And that announcement was in the community site?
Yes, it is on the community under seller news. So if you navigate there, community.ebay.com, and look for the seller news category, you will see the announcement and it's titled An Important Update on Markdown Events.
That's a great example of eBay listening to the community and making a change.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a big part of my job, is listening to what sellers are talking about and bubbling that up the ladder at eBay. And this is a great example of senior management listening to what sellers are talking about. So it's a great win for sellers.
Okay. And then what about the conversation around managed payments? What's going on there?
Yeah. So again, I know we talked about this a little bit last week. Again, managed payments is something new for eBay and obviously a big topic of interest for sellers. So a few weeks in, seller sentiment does seem polarized. Some sellers love it and some sellers hate it. The promoters are out there quashing rumors about drops in sales, praising the smoothness of managed payments and the transition into it, and then also giving advice on how to reassure buyers and detractors about reporting and accounting. Sellers also have questions about how to do refunds with the new flow.
I think with managed payments, the key message here is that we need to stress that this is a multi-year journey. We'll be rolling out the experience in a way that is least disruptive to our customers. We're planning on expanding the experience to more sellers in mid-2019. And by 2021, we expect to have transitioned a majority of our customers onto the new managed payment platform. So what this means as a seller is, if you're uncomfortable with it now, just wait. We're going to have more features and functionality coming out mid-2019. And then by 2021, we'll be nearly fully transitioned and you will probably be more comfortable with the features at that time.
Yeah, that's right. Just for me personally, I've been at eBay a long time and this is the most I've seen as hands-on with sellers, listening to their feedback every day, taking it, making enhancements. So I'm very confident that by the end of the journey, it's going to be a beautiful product that sellers will have every single feature that they need. And I think the team have done a great job in a couple of weeks of already introducing features that sellers want. And we'll continue to do that over the next couple of years up until 2021. And it's about streamlining the whole process, making it easier for sellers, maybe saving them some money while we're doing it, and then also making it great for buyers, so buyers are now able to pay with Apple Pay and other options that they were never able to use before.
We just released some stats on managed payments, and I think in the first couple of weeks, we've saved sellers $175,000, and we've also noticed that 1 out of 10 payments are with Apple Pay, which wasn't available beforehand, so that's a 10% bump. For sellers that are offering that?
I love using Apple Pay. I know I end up buying more and spending more when I walk into a store and I see Apple Pay.
I think that's the idea.
You just whip out your phone and you pay in a fraction of a second. Yep. So yeah, it's a very enjoyable experience. So yeah, I'm so happy that it's on eBay. I think it's great and I've used it on StubHub a lot of time to buy tickets. It's seamless. It works so fast and really happy that it's here on eBay.
So let's pick up on one of those concerns that sellers have about managed payments, and that is, how will returns work?
Yeah, so eBay will offer buyers the ability to submit return disputes and claims through the eBay Resolution Center for most situations. And overall, eBay will continue to follow existing policies and refunds will be returned to the original payment method used at the time of purchase.
Lots of sellers and buyers also continue to ask about, what about PayPal?
Well, PayPal is coming back, so we're working hard on that integration. And the current timeline for that is PayPal will be available in the summer of 2019.
So under the new payments system, PayPal will remain an option, just not right now.
Yes, that's right. PayPal will remain an option and will be available as part of managed payments next year.
So besides community, where can sellers go to ask questions and discuss managed payments? Where can they go for information?
The best place to go for sellers is ebay.com/payments. That is not a static page. That page lives and breathes. And as we learn more and as we have new information, it gets updated. So I'd recommend sellers bookmark that and check it out, you know, when every couple of days or every couple of weeks, as get as much information as they want right there.
Because as the program expands and as we roll it out, that page will be continually updated with new information.
That's right.
Okay. Thanks, Alan.
Thanks for having me, Audrey. See you next week with more from the community.
That's eBay's trending topics for this week. Next week, we'll have more topics based on your conversations in the community and social media. Up next, our What's Hot segment is all about holiday food and entertaining. I'm Audrey, and this is our What's Hot segment, where we talk about what items or trends are hot on eBay right now. Liz is out on assignment this week, and Griff and I are here with marketing strategist Jen Deal. She's here to tell us about some of the food and entertaining trends we're seeing on eBay. Welcome, Jen.
Thanks, Audrey. Thank you so much for having me. This is one of my favorite topics. We're going to talk about food. And as we think about what's happening in the world and how it's turning up on eBay, let's talk today about fall and the pumpkin spice season. We might as well call it the pumpkin spice season.
Right. We might as well call it the pumpkin spice segment.
We could.
It's got its old season, so why not a whole segment?
It smells like pumpkin spice.
This is our pumpkin spice segment.
What isn't pumpkin spice these days?
Actually, not a lot. Okay, let me give you the history.
Okay. All right, good.
Starbucks pumpkin spice latte actually turns 15 this year.
That's it? Just 15 years old?
Well, okay. Seems like forever, but yes, 15.
Yeah, and it actually can be credited for this massive amount of pumpkin and pumpkin spice flavored products on the market, which is probably why you're feeling like it's forever, because it's this obsession that America has with this flavor. And I say obsession as if we all love it. I know some people out there don't, but every year we're seeing more and more pumpkin items offered. Thousands of pumpkin spice products are actually on eBay. And here's what's listed and selling. We've got shake mixes for you, coffee and tea, t-shirts for both lovers and haters, lotion, home fragrances, and tons of syrups for homemade drinks.
Lotion.
Pumpkin spice lotion.
I want to smell like a latte.
You want to smell like a pumpkin.
Pumpkin spice.
Don't leave the spice out.
Well,
what does pumpkin taste like without spice?
It's pretty plain.
Pumpkin. Kind of boring.
It's a squash.
It's just, yeah, it's a big, fat, orange squash.
Right. So it's like ginger without...
Marianne.
Ginger spice. Well, I was thinking like gingerbread has spice in it. It's not just a ginger cookie. It's
got other
spicy ginger.
Nutmeg and
stuff.
All
cloves
those. Yeah, cloves, right. Yeah. All right. So thousands of pumpkin spice products on eBay. Love that.
And
so,
they're selling like hotcakes.
They are. And
or like pumpkins.
Okay.
So a long segment.
Even the... As long as the pumpkin spice season. So even our casual sellers get into this game on eBay. They can find these trending products in the stores and they can sell them on site. Let me just give you a few call-outs of what I saw selling this week. There were two boxes of pumpkin spice Jell-O that sold for $8. I know this is a low price point, but two boxes of Jell-O for $8?
That seems high to me.
That does seem high.
Compared to grocery store prices.
Is it because they're rare and you can't find them everywhere?
People need their pumpkin spice Jell-O, Griff. Not everybody has five grocery stores around them. I have a friend in Wisconsin, and I often give her a little goodie bag of like Trader Joe's stuff because she's in Menominee and they don't have a Trader Joe's.
That's so sad.
But Griff, eBay, always open.
Always open. That's right.
Always open and always in the know of what's happening.
Yeah.
It's happening out there. It's on eBay. You can get your Jell-O. You can get a box of pumpkin spice flavored frosted flakes.
How much?
For $22.
$22?
Yeah.
That's an outrage. I wouldn't pay it unless I really wanted it.
Pumpkin spice Cheerios, in fact, was $15, so lower price point. But Cheerios was on the top list. It was actually number one on the list of pumpkin flavored foods this year. And if you have a Target by you, it was $2.99. I don't know if they're sold out, but you can get it on eBay for $15.
And they stopped selling this stuff in a few months, right?
Yeah. So pumpkin spice started picking up sales at the second, third week of September.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really peaking right now, but this is seasonal stuff. So if you're in a store and it's kind of like the dollar spot or whatever at the front of the stores, those things sell out so fast. So you either got in real quick, got what you needed, or you didn't get it, and then you come to eBay to get what you couldn't get in the store.
So sellers should be buying up these things in stores and then reselling them.
They could. I'd rather have my box of Cheerios at $3, but...
If the only place to get them is eBay, right, the market determines the price.
That's exactly right. There was a time when I bought Thin Mints on eBay because I didn't have a Girl Scout around me or it was off-season.
Yeah, Thin Mints. They made me what I am today.
They don't work, by the way. Thin Mints.
Yeah. Well, that's great. So I'm going to keep my eyes out for these. What else you got?
Well, if you don't have a Trader Joe's near you and you're not thinking about listing these things, but you do want to buy these things, eBay has all their popular pumpkin spice teas ranging from $6 to $20 for the same can in a various number of snacks. I'm a new fan of their pumpkin spice cookies, which came out this year. It's $20 on site.
Which holiday is steak flavored? That's the one I want.
Probably Father's Day?
Yeah, Father's Day.
That's probably too stereotypical.
Yeah, I think
sorry,
so.
But yeah, I would think.
We're going to get emails now.
I'm
thanks.
Sorry. Edit me
we
out.
Need them.
We'll take what we can get.
Okay, here's the one that really caught me by surprise because I'm actually detailing my car this weekend and I missed out on this, but there's an Adams Detailer Spray limited edition that sold for $83 this morning.
And it's pumpkin spice
pumpkin spice scented for your car detailing. There are 24 bids on it.
And it's up to?
It's sold at $83.
Oh, come on. Get out of here.
I am not kidding. You can look up the listing.
Well, you could just take a pumpkin and smash it and throw it around the back seat.
Just throw that a latte in your back seat.
You just throw right just
that toss defeats, it right
at the
fine. That defeats the purpose of detailing your car.
Oh, detailing. That's right. It cleans
it's
it up.
Cleaning. Yeah.
Cleaning. Oh, whoops. I missed
wow,
that part.
You know, I kind of want to go. Where can I get this Adams detailer spray?
I'm eBay.
Sure. No. Well, no. I mean, not for $82. Oh, I want right. to sell it on eBay.
I'm not sure. I wasn't familiar with that particular cleaning product. I was trying to find a clay bar. But
all right. So what else is hot right okay. now on eBay when it comes to food?
Food and beverage in general spikes at this time of year because we actually should be talking about in this segment. We're talking about entertainment. This is the holiday season. This
yes.
is when people get together and it's not just for that Christmas or Thanksgiving dinner, but it's fall. It's like football, tailgating parties. It's just get-togethers with your family, the three Thanksgiving dinners that you have to have. But specifically, coffee is a big seller on the site. Coffee pods and cups, which are those Keurig-type style cups.
Sure, yeah.
They start to ramp up in October, and they will actually continue selling through January. Chocolate, hard candies, and lollipops, those are at the top of the list. Chewy candies specifically and gummy candies sell well. And then beer and wine-making supplies.
And not necessarily all pumpkin spice, right?
No, so, okay. not pumpkin spice.
No, now right? we've moved off. These are just regular items.
Yeah, so the you know, food and beverage, if you're listing in these categories or if you're not listing in these categories, you might want to think about that. This is the season.
Other than food, what else is happening when it comes to parties this time of year?
Well, you know, you're going to invite people over. So take a look at what's going on in your home. We can think about the tabletop, literally. Like, what is on that tabletop? Home and garden, this is their season as well. Home improvement picks up in fall for a number of reasons. One, you kind of look at winterizing and, you know, kids are back in school and so on and so forth. But then specifically, you're probably getting ready for that entertainment season. Where we see the spikes are the categories like kitchen, dining, and bar, dinnerware and serving dishes, small kitchen appliances, fall and winter, holiday decorations. So everything that's going on that's going to help create that party atmosphere. One more thing. I know we tried to move off the pumpkin spice conversation.
That's impossible. We'll never move on. It's everywhere.
So Ray Dunn is a popular brand. It's a very simplistic text writing on different pottery and like surface ware. She put something out this year for pumpkin. She has fall y'all and pumpkin spice coffee mugs. And those are among the top sellers on the site if you can get your hands on them. A pair of mugs sold this morning for $70.
So if you can find those, you can make some money.
Yeah.
I just like found it. A bunch of them.
Where?
TJ Maxx.
Of course.
You got to find the right thing.
I know.
My cousin collects these. She's out in Florida and she's sending me pictures of the one she wants so mm-hmm. I can check my TJ Maxx.
Of course.
Or where, yeah. Of course, I was like, why don't you just look on eBay?
Well, because that's where you're paying the higher price than maybe TJ Maxx, right?
That's true. Right.
So what you got to do is go find them in your local TJ Maxx, put them on eBay, and then show her the listing.
Show her the listing.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I like it.
How to scam your friends.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. So you said platters. What about those?
Let me tell you about this awesome trend that hit the market this year.
Okay.
So you're familiar with charcuterie?
Yeah, yeah.
Meat and cheese trays?
Oh, of course, darling.
Yeah. So those aren't new, but the scatter platter, also known as a grazing board, these are incredible because this has taken meat and cheese tray to a whole nother level. This is something that allows that host or hostess to entertain in a casual but beautiful way, and it's super simple. So during a busy season, it's amazing. Now your grazing boards can be dessert themed, cookie themed, all candy, all meat, all fruit, all veggie, or all of the above. And the idea is to cover large platters or wood boards with as much as you can to get variety and this feel of plentifulness. So there's something for everyone. And we have boards on eBay. So cheese boards, wood boards, vintage platters are super hot right now. Mixing old and new is trendy also. So complementing your boards that you're serving on with vintage and antique servers, knives, forks, dishes. We have many sellers that offer beautiful silver pieces in single sets or single pieces. And you can mix and match a collection how you like. If you're specifically listing these types of things as sellers, like think about the keywords that you're using. Use scatter tray, charcuterie board, platter, serveware, trays, grazing board, party platter, cheese board, planks, and look this up on the internet. See how people are actually searching them and match those keywords. But meat and cheese board isn't necessarily what people are searching now.
You know, they're right? using some of these terms. That's great.
Right.
What about fall, winter, and Christmas holiday decorations? What are we seeing there?
Holiday decorations aren't just Christmas anymore. There are fall decorations. There are leaf wreaths for doors, pumpkin decorations, pumpkin biscuit jars, pine cones of all sizes. If you haven't tried to look this up on eBay, you'll see everything from the tiniest pine cone all the way up to like the 12, 16, 14 inch pine cones.
Like the one that dropped in the parking lot here at eBay. There's big, huge pine cones in the trees around the campus here at eBay.
And people are getting hit in the head with
them? Yes, but what you do is you collect them and you sell them.
Just
wipe off the blood.
Just wipe the blood off, right? And put them up on the site.
Free sourcing tips by Griff and Audrey. But, you know, this is all for the DIY fanatics out there. This is a great way to decorate with natural and organic pieces. But fall items have a short season on the site. They peak now. They drop off at the end of November. And as you get closer to Thanksgiving, then buyers are really looking at that time if they're buying seasonal stuff for the discounts. So list what you have now to take advantage of the spikes. And then make sure you offer multiple and fast delivery options because people are getting ready for parties and they've already started. So they want their stuff right away. Christmas and winter decor sales, they pick up at the same time. Yeah. So those are selling now. So make sure that you're listing those as well. Those will continue to sell through the end of December and into January. But again, once you get to mid-December, those prices and what people are looking for start to taper into that discount range.
So there's a call to action here, isn't there?
There's definitely a call to action here. If you have your items for fall, if you have pumpkin spice, if you have Christmas.
Pine cones,
menorahs. I mean, every holiday that happens between
Festivus poles. Now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, get them on the site, your ugly Christmas sweaters.
Are those still a thing?
Yeah.
No, they just have cheesy sayings on them.
Cheesy sayings.
Yeah, like, who's Yeti to party?
So if you have your fall and holiday items, list them now. If not, source what we talked about, get them quickly, and snap up all of the search volume happening on the site right now.
Well, thank you, Jen. Lots of great insight there. Thanks for stopping by. Are you off to buy some $20 cookies now?
You know, they were good enough that I might actually do that if they're no longer available at the store.
Wow, you are a devotee.
She's a shopper.
Hey, I know that when it's happening and I need it, I'm coming to eBay.
You got to get it on eBay.
That's right.
Okay. All right.
Thanks, Jen.
We've been speaking with marketing strategist and pumpkin spice obsessed Jen Deal about what's hot on eBay right now. Coming up next, the main story. Joining us now is Dave DiBartolomeo, a 2018 Shine finalist in the category of Everyday Hero. He runs Select Tech Sales on eBay, and his company sells cell phone and electronic accessories. Welcome, Dave.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm excited to do this.
Tell us how your business supports a charity that's near and dear to your heart.
We started selling professionally on eBay 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And what brought us really closer to working with eBay specifically is the eBay for Charity. If you have a charity that you believe in, you can sign on with eBay for Charity and you can donate a percentage of your sales to the specific charity that you select. What we believe in and something that's dear to us is the Ronald McDonald House Charities, Make-A-Wish Foundation, and St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. So anywhere from 10 to 30% of our sales will go right over to those charities.
Thank you for doing that on behalf of eBay for Charity. Let's jump over to selling during the holidays, and let's start with sourcing. How do you determine which items to stock up for during the holidays?
When we're sourcing our inventory for the holidays, what we do is we take a look at what's hot and what's not. We can pull our reports right off of eBay, take a look at our sales, mm-hmm. and see what really sells well during the back-to-school season, which is usually an indicator for what's going to sell well in the holiday season. If we have, say, 1,000 units of something on hand, normally, we'll increase this incrementally based on the sales volume we're receiving. We can have maybe 2,000, 3,000 units of that product, knowing that this is a hot product and we want to stay in stock for it. That's how you make your sales, by having the inventory on hand now.
And talk also about what eBay calls tech season, which is the September iPhone launch. How does that impact your business?
Each different brand has their own release dates. Apple usually releases in September. This year they have another model, the iPhone XR, that will be released the third week of October. So having the inventory in stock early and before the announcements and pre-sales are made is key to us being successful through this season. As I said, it'll give us a good indicator of what's hot and what's not, and we'll be fully stocked for those products and expand on those products right in time for the holiday season.
You've identified four key waves of shopper behavior, at least shopper behavior that you see within your own business. Can you take us through those four key waves?
Sure. I like to call them four waves of holiday resale. First wave is the early deal shoppers. These are the ones, I wish I was one of them, but I'm not. The ones who go out and shop early. They know they have a lot of people to shop for. They're looking for deals early on. And early on is typically right now, before Black Friday sales begin. So they'll be shopping now. So what you want to do in preparation for this first wave is you want to promote some listings and you want to have some promotional offers, some discounts, whether it's money off or percentage off the sale. You want to have these deals available now for the buyer. The second wave is when you start talking about Small Business Saturday, Black Friday, Cyber Monday. That's about 7 weeks from now. You want to be prepared for that wave. It's going to be everybody coming out at the same time online. They're going to be on eBay. They're going to be looking for products, stocking stuffers, gifts for everybody. And that is a really heavy weekend. You want to be prepared for your shipping supplies. You want to be prepared. Make sure you have your labels and your inventory in place for that wave. The third wave is the holiday. That'll be Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, right in that same neighborhood, just 2-3 weeks of time, you're going to have last-minute shoppers coming in. They're going to be looking for last-minute ideas, and you want to make sure that you have a lot of promotions set up for those buyers, offering multi-quantity discounts. These may be buyers that are looking for one item, but if you're promoting them correctly and you're offering quantity discounts, you make the buyer think, hey, you know what, maybe I'll pick up two or three of these. So you have the buyer there. Get the sale done. Offer them an incentive to purchase more. The fourth wave is after the holidays. Now you have buyers that have their products. They may want to have accessories for those products. That's something we sell. Buyers have gift cards given to them, and they want to go use them. So you're going to have that fourth wave that carries on typically from right after Christmas until mid to late January.
How do you modify your promotion strategy based on where you are in the four waves?
Through the four waves, we'll have a sales schedule. Right now, like I said, you want to offer the early shoppers some moderate discounts. That'll generate sales for you and also organically raise your listings in the eBay search engine. So you want to start to promote right now and offer a little bit of a higher discount than you would going into the holiday season. You're going to be selling at a higher volume in about 6 to 7 weeks. But if you offer a higher percentage discount now, you're going to grab those early shoppers. As we get into that second wave that we were talking about, which is the Black Friday weekend, Cyber Monday, Small Business Saturday, you want to try to decrease those sales percentages. Take them down, whatever it is that incrementally you think you need to do, but you're going to have a higher volume coming in. You're going to have more eyeballs on your listings. You're going to have buyers looking to buy large quantities of items. So you can pull back on the percentages that you're offering off on the sales discounts. When you get into Christmas, you really want to do shipping discounts. You want to encourage buyers to select more quantities, and you can do that in your promotions by offering volume price discounts. So if a buyer buys one product, it's this price. If they buy a second product, it's a little bit less. If they buy more products, and you set how many products you want to discount at a time on this incremental system. So you're encouraging buyers to say, hey, look, I can pick up five of these for this price. Let me do that now, and you go ahead and make the sale. So throughout the four waves, you really want to think about offering bigger discounts now and incrementally decreasing those discounts as you get closer to the holidays.
That's interesting. I would have thought the exact opposite, but I'm not selling in giant volumes on eBay, so that's great. Thank you, Dave. How do you ramp up for increased volume?
Increased space. You want to make sure you get your work area cleaned up for the extra inventory that's going to be coming in. You want to have a larger area staged so that you can do fulfillment.
And you're doing all of this out of your house, right?
Out of my house. That's correct. And, you know, right now it's a matter of creating more space for the inventory that's coming in. And we'll have an increased shipping fulfillment area where we do all the pick and packing. And we get everything in shape now. And that way, when the inventory is coming in late October, we're ready to do this.
When we spoke last, you talked about your inventory management system and how you have thresholds. Can you take us through that? How do you maintain inventory as you're selling out quickly?
What works best for us is a third-party inventory system. These are systems that you can link directly through an API to eBay, and you can keep your inventory levels right in front of you up to 10 to 15 seconds. So if somebody just purchased something 10 seconds ago, it's going to be reflected in your inventory system. You're going to know how much inventory you have on hand at all times. So within these systems, there's threshold levels you can set. If you're selling something high volume, you can set a marker that says, hey, when I get down to 100 units of this item, order another 300, order another 400, whatever it is that you set it to that's going to keep you in stock throughout the holiday season.
And then going back to how do you ramp up for an increased volume, do you also hire?
Yes, we're going to need a few pick and packers here. Yes, absolutely. The pick and pack volume will go from a couple hundred orders a day to we can be doing close to 800 to 1,200 orders a day. So with that is the commitment of time. And in order to maintain customer service, returns, inventory, you need to have extra hands to help you.
Dave, you have three key pieces of advice for sellers during the holidays. What are they?
First, your eBay store. Is it up to date? Does it look clean? Is it organized? Can a buyer go into your store looking for a specific item and find it right away? Make sure it's categorized correctly. This will be done when you're creating the listing. You can link it to the correct category. This time of year, you want to think about your return policies. What we do is we offer free 60-day returns. Because buyers are shopping for gifts right now. They're not going to know in November, early December, if they made the right decision. Did they get the right color, the right size? Is it something that the person they're giving this gift to, they're going to like this product? So give them a reason to say, hey, you know what? If there's any issue, there's a return policy in place, and I'm covered. And that could be the difference between you and a competitor. I believe it's 67% of buyers. They look at your return policy when making an informed decision. So if you have free 60-day returns, that's the most liberal policy that you can offer on eBay. And it's going to give them, you know, a reason to say, hey, you know what, I can make this purchase now. And if there's an issue, I know that I can return it. And it just gives the buyer a peace of mind. We've done it now for three straight years, and there isn't an increase in returns due to offering a longer return policy.
And your last bit?
One of the most important things is your listings. Are they properly optimized for mobile? Majority of buyers are going to be shopping for mobile devices, whether it's tablet or cell phones. This needs to be optimized so that a buyer can look through your description, the photos are uploaded properly, it's clear, it's concise, and the buyer can make an informed decision. If they click on your listing and it's not optimized, they're likely, I believe, at a 40% rate to go ahead and look at another competitor's listing. So they're not going to spend a lot of time trying to figure out, you know, I can't quite see this photo, I can't quite read the listing, maybe I'll buy it. No, they want to know specifically all the information that you're providing. You need to present it to the buyer so that they can make their quick decision and get the sale.
Thank you so much, Dave. Great advice.
Well, thank you for having me today. I'm glad to talk about it.
We've been speaking with Dave DiBartolomeo, a 2018 Shine finalist in the category of Everyday Heroes. His business is called Select Tech Sales on eBay. Thanks for being here, Dave.
Thank you.
Coming up next, we'll explore the marketing tab in Seller Hub and talk about a brand new feature we just launched called Volume Pricing. Welcome to a segment we call Inside eBay, where we chat with an executive or an employee about what's happening here at eBay. Today, we're going to chat with Liv Ellingson. She works on the marketing tab of Seller Hub, and she can tell us all about this new feature called volume pricing. Welcome, Liv.
Thanks, Audrey. It's great to be here.
Thanks for coming. Let's start with the marketing tab in Seller Hub. What can sellers do in that tab?
Okay, so the marketing tab is really a seller's one-stop shop for marketing on eBay. It's got a number of different sections. So the branding section is the first one they see, and that's where they can do things like their basic store management. So they could subscribe to a store if they don't have one, or they could put the store on vacation. Then we've got the merchandising section, and that's really all about using Promotions Manager to merchandise inventory to buyers. It's where you get to create those great retail standard offers or markdown sales. And the final section we have on the marketing tab is advertising. Of course, this is the entry point to the great tools like Promoted Listings.
So within this tab, what features do sellers use most?
Well, as much as I'd love to say they spend all their time sitting on it, basically they hop there and then head straight off to something like Promotions Manager or Promoted Listings.
Yep, so that's where they're doing their marketing. Okay, so this is something I've always wondered about. Do we know by category what kind of promotions work best?
We do. We've got a lot of data, and so we've got a pretty good idea about what buyers are looking for in each category. So take something like business and industrial. In this category, we see a lot of things like buy one, get one, and percentage off quantity offers. The sweet spot in terms of the amount to discount is going to be around 15%. And when you're thinking about the length of promotion, it's a slower category. We've got visitors coming back less frequently, so you want to do longer promotions. Think about maybe running your promotion for 1 to 2 months before you come back and swap it out. Then for something like collectibles, of course, it's quite different. We're still seeing things like percentage off quantity offers working really well. But then this new feature that we're going to talk about in a minute, volume pricing, that's also really hitting the high spot with buyers. We find that the discount rate here that buyers are looking for is a little bit higher. They respond better to things like 20-30%, but you're going to want to have shorter promotions. It's also a great area to look for things like flash sales or tie-ins. If there's a new movie coming out and you've got collectible items that relate to that, think about running your sales, changing them up every month or so, but also throwing in shorter, maybe 3-day, 1-week sales in that period as well.
It's kind of our, if it's happening in the world, it's happening on eBay strategy, right?
That's the one.
So if you've got collectibles or items that are related to those cultural moments, you might want to do, like what you said, a flash sale tie-in. That's great.
When we get to something like electronics, that's where we go for more of your quantity offers. So a dollar off tends to resonate with buyers, along with your traditional markdown sales. It's a very good area for those. If you're looking at your new stock, think of the dollar off order discounts at around, say, maybe 5 to 10%. But when you get to your N minus one inventory, where you can go the deeper discounts, that's where you lean on your markdowns. Because it's a fairly fast-moving category as well, we've got lots of new tech coming out all the time. You want to be changing up your promotion, say, every 4 to 6 weeks, targeting different areas of your inventory.
And could you just define the N-1 inventory?
Sorry,
what does that mean?
Sorry, that's last season stock. So when you're trying to move out your old inventory to make way for that new stock that's coming in.
So it's the older generations of electronics.
That's it.
Got it. Now, what about fashion?
So sweet spot for fashion tends to be around 15 to 20%. That's what buyers are looking for. Again, you've got your buy one, get one offers. They're really popular. And spend offers. So maybe spend $100, get $20 off. One thing we see standing out really clearly here is expedited shipping offers.
Mm-hmm.
When you find that outfit that you love, you want to get it really quickly. They resonate really well with buyers. With this one, I'd be changing up the promotions sort of at least every month. And then you throw in those flash sales again when you've got an item that's trending on in media or a change of a new season start.
Now, what about home and garden?
Home and garden lifestyle, we see similar trends to fashion, but they tend to respond better to percentage off offers rather than dollar off. Again, free expedited shipping. I'm not sure if that's I broke my glasses and I need another set of six or, but yep, that's a popular one again. But the sweet spot in terms of discount is a little higher in this category. It's around 20 to 30. Slightly slower moving, so you can probably make those promotions a little longer. Think sort of 4 to 6 weeks instead of the snappier ones.
What about parts and accessories? That's a huge part of our business.
When your car is broken, you want to fix it and you want to fix it quickly. So again, we see those shopping discounts are very popular in there. But we also see dollar off and percentage off offers are working well in that category. Buyers tend to respond to like 15% up level of discount. And the promotions are going to run for sort of 4 to 6 weeks, maybe a little tighter when it comes to the season change. And we know people are looking to swap out their tires or do those car things that people do.
I wouldn't know what you're talking about.
I know how to wash it and change the oil. That's it.
Right. That's how I take care of my car.
But just across the board for all of the promotions, if you're thinking about how much you want the buyers to spend or how many items you want them to buy, always think about what they're doing now. You want to make them stretch, not leap, in terms of triggering the actual discount. So if you usually sell 2 items per order, then make it a buy three offer. And if your average order value is around 50, maybe look at a $60 spend offer.
Right. You want to get them to just that next level of purchasing,
exactly.
Not an incredible spend that's out of reach for them.
Yep.
And what about timing?
So timing, Wednesday through to Friday is really the peak time when we see a lot of promotional activity on the site. So that's when sellers are getting in and getting set up for the weekend. I would end them, well, this is me personally. I tend to end them on a Tuesday midnight to pick up that Sunday and Monday traffic.
Let's switch over to volume pricing, which is a new feature we just announced, and it's part of Promotions Manager. Can you explain how that feature works?
Sure. Volume pricing, it lets sellers create tiered pricing. So as buyers purchase more, so if they buy 2 or 3 or 4, the discount gets steeper. So buyers save by buying more from you, and then you get to save by shipping it all in the one box.
Because that looks like one order, right?
That is one order, yeah.
Exactly. So what kind of seller is this feature best for?
So this is great for any seller with multi-quantity listings. It works particularly well for consumables. So things like vitamins, cables, ink cartridges, anything like that. As I said before, we're seeing really good results in collectibles. So if you think about things like stamps, the fantastic thing about this feature is it works for one item, but it also works across all the items that you've got in that volume pricing campaign.
Now, what is the buyer experience? How is the offer presented to the buyer?
On the item page, when they're actually shopping, the buyer can see clearly in the pricing section the discounts that are available. We call it the pill treatment. They see the little boxes that tell them if you buy one of these, this is going to be the price. If you buy two of them, this is going to be the price. That message is then going to be reinforced in cart that the discount is available or that it's already been applied.
So buyers can use this both with buy it now or adding to the cart, correct?
They can, yes.
So how do sellers access this feature?
As you mentioned, it is available in Promotions Manager. So any seller with a store subscription is going to be able to get onto the marketing tab on Seller Hub, go into Promotions, then they'll see it under their Create a Promotion dropdown. So if you have a store but you don't use Seller Hub, you can still go to ebay.com/SH/MKT and just look for that promotions link.
Okay, so sellers can learn more about the new volume pricing on the Seller Center page, the Promotions Manager page on the Seller Center.
They can. Yep.
Okay, great. Thank you, Leave, for stopping by.
Thank you, Audrey.
Okay, we've been speaking with Leave Ellingson, Product Manager on Seller Hub.
Well, Audrey, that's our show for this week. Remember, our phone number here is 888-723-4630, and you can call that hotline any time of the day, any day of the week with your questions, comments, suggestions. Just want to shoot the breeze about eBay? Give us a call, 888-723-4630.
And we have our very own email address where you can send your questions. sellingoneBay@eBay.com. That's sellingoneBay@eBay.com. So, Griff, did you learn anything this week?
Yes, I did, Audrey. I learned that you think I'm a hoarder.
Because you are.
No, I'm not. I'm actually a serious and discerning collector.
Oh, that's good spin. Okay, I believe what you believe.
It's time to roll the credits.
And away they roll. Senior Director of Community and Podcast Producer, Brian Burke.
Community Manager and Podcast Correspondent, Alan Aisbit.
Community Manager and Technology and Podcast Editor, Doug Smith.
Social Marketer and Podcast Correspondent, Liz Austin.
And Selling on eBay Editor-in-Chief and Host, that's you, Griff.
That's me, and Selling on eBay Script Writer and Producer and Co-host in general, just all-around important woman of the year, Audrey Tracy.
Wow, thanks. I think I just got an upgrade here.
And I just buttered you up.
I know, I love it. We'll be back next week with a fresh new episode of Selling on eBay.
Episode 13. Say, should we do like the superstitious architects do with floors in a building and skip unlucky number 13?
No. Jeez, he's a hoarder and superstitious.
Now, don't judge me.
I live to judge.
Selling on eBay is produced and distributed by Libsyn and Podcast 411. We'll see you next week.
Should we take that again? Was I too mean?
No.
I live to judge.
I liked it.